Started into Ramash Yud Ches Iyo Lag Ba'Ima Topshin Pei Alef Rav Yisrael Friedman.
I had been intending to speak today a shiur about Lag BaOmer, the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, the Groisin Yunim, which we all understand, the Chashivas Hayoim, but unfortunately, because of the most terrible and horrendous tragedy which happened, Nebuch last night, and over 40 Yidden Nebuch were nifta, were crushed. So I decided to speak about Lag BaOmer, but coming from a totally different angle. And I want to start about a different Yahrzeit, not the Yahrzeit from Reb Shimon bar Yochai, but actually tonight, Yid Tes Iyar is the very first Yutzat of a person. Whose Yutzat is tonight, Yid Tes Iyar? It's the Yutzat of Hevel. Hevel, the son of Udom and Chava. We know there's a machloikus in the Gemara, Tzi Benissen, Nivra Ha'olam, Tzi Betishri, Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Shia says, Benissen, Nivra Ha'olam. And Arizal says, the Ikh is like Rabbi Yeshia. Rosh Hashanah is Hayoim Haras Oilam. That was when it was Ula B'machshova. Aba B'masa, the world was created, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How long did Hevel live for? Zugd Arizal, Shivosayim Yikam Kayin. Shivosayim means 7 times 7. That Kayin killed Hevel, Shivosayim, after 7 times 7, after 49 days. So 49 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Yid Tes Iyar. Is tonight Yid Tes Iyar is the very first Yutzat of a person of Hevel. There's a gewaldige Wort from the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Bereishis. Tells us the Torah that these two brothers, Cain and Hevel, they brought karbunas, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel ve El Minchusoi. The Bo'in Shem was happy with Hevel. He was happy with his korban. He accepted his korban. Vel Kayim ve Minchusoi Loishu. What was the result of Hevel bringing this korban? He went specially, he wants to bring a korban to Hashem. What happened to him? We know he was killed. The very first person to be killed in the history of the world was somebody who was being oisik b'mitzvah. Somebody was being makriv a korban to the Rabbi Nishloilim. Hevel. And this was there as zi toira v'zi schura. Is this his reward? You go and you bring a korban and the Rabbi Nishloilim is even happy with you. V'yisha Hashem al Hevel v'el men chusoy. And what was the result? He was killed. Zug the chasam sofer. Very important words, which are unfortunately negaya today. B'tchilas Toiroseini HaKadosha, at the very outset, the very beginning of the Torah, the Heilige Torah, Nusan Luni Mukem Lahoiros Deruchav Yizburch Shemoi. The Rabbi Nishloilam wanted to teach us how to understand kaviyuchel the hanhoga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kehine shoel korbono shel hevel. Rabbeinu Shem accepted the korban of hevel. Rabbeinu Shem accepted his korban. He was happy with him. You would expect. So he's going to get a gewaldige scha, arichas yomim v'shunim, simchas, nachas, bruchem, medalegite zachem. V'nireven is boinen, mahoyeloi tachlis mizeh. What resulted? He was killed. V'zeh asheloishu Hashem el menchusoi. And the other one, who the Rabbi Shem rejected his korban, Kayin, what happened to him? Nimle tazayin doirois verua bunov bnei bunov la alufim veravuvois boina yuris medinois. Vatzadik hazeh hevel, and this tzadik hevel, asher shua Hashem el mechusoi loy nisha loy shem v'sheiris ba'olim hazeh ve'inkein mahoyeloy mitzidkusoi emimenchusoi. So zuk dechasim soifer. So this is a question which anybody who opens a chimish and starts to learn Bereishis, the very first incident, almost in the history of the world, we don't understand what's going on. Hevel, the tzaddik, is killed because he's oisik b'avodas Hashem, and Kayin, who's rejected, eleipzach egeten tog, children, einiklach, seven doiras. Zug the chasam soifer, let's have a look. What happened to Hevel and to Sheis? To Hevel and to Kayin. Kayin takat zich gelebt de gitten tug, until 7 generations later came the mabel the yimach es kol hayikim. Every descendant of Kayin was wiped out. Kayin was finished, gone. Hevel, bring the chasam soifer. Hevel acha kif lamet shunan is galgul b'sheis. He came down again as a gilgul, a sheis, from whom the world comes from. V'acha kach b'noyach, he came down again as a gilgul in noyach. V'acha kach b'moshe rabbeini ule v'shulem. Hevel, Moshe rabbeini, this is one neshoma. Shebishviloi nivra kol ha'olam kiloi. And the neshoma, Zug the Chasam Sofer, Izushet Hoivus, Noyach, Sheis, Moshe, Hevel. So what the Torah is telling us is that sometimes, or perhaps always, you can't just look at the picture, Ba'asher Hishom, what you see in front of your eyes. There is a larger picture, there's something more which is going on. And this is actually written in the Baal HaTirim. The Baal HaTirim writes on the Pusik, Bereishis Bura Elohim, Es HaShamayim Vesha'uretz, Zuk the Baal HaTirim, Bura Elohim Es, is Rusha is Soifa Teivois Emes. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom does, whatever the Rusha has made, is Emes. Freik the Chovetz Chaim, why is the word Emes only written in the Soifa Teivois? Bura Elohim es Soifa Teivois Emes. Why not Rosh Teivois Emes? Why Soifa Teivois? Zug de Chovetz Chaim a gewaltige Wort. Choy Sumoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Now somebody wants to make a choysum. If you want to make the choysum of the word Emes, if you're going to write on the choysum Aleph Mem Tuf, it's going to come out the opposite. However you want the word to be printed, so on the choysim, you have to write the opposite, and when you stamp it, then it comes out the way how you want. So the choysim has to be made tof mem aleph, that's how you write it, in that order. And then when you stamp it, comes out emes. Zug the chovetz chayim, choysumoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Ob it's only merimis in the soifei teivos. Why? Because to understand and to appreciate and to see that emes, it's not something we can always see b'shas masa. Soif dova b'machshova techila. Later on, sometimes only when Mashiach will come, we only then are able to understand and to appreciate What was the righteous Hamachshava? And that's why it's written Sofer Tevos. Many years ago, when I went the first time with a group of Bukhrim to Poland, I went to Auschwitz. So before I went, I phoned up the Boyana Rebbe Shlita, and I told him, I'm going with a group of Bukhrim, young Bukhrim, going to Poland, we're going to be going to Auschwitz. I need to know what to say. When we come to Auschwitz, I need to know how to be able to explain what this means and to have the correct hashkofa. And he said to me the following words, Fadevus hot emina, snishduken kashas. In Fadevus hot nishken emina, snishduken teritzim. And that's all he told me on the spot. At the time, I was a bit troubled to be able to understand what he meant. What does that mean? People need to understand. After going many, many times over many years, again and again, it finally dawned on me, after having been so many times and hearing and understanding each time a bit more, that however much one will delve into what happened, and however much one will think that now perhaps you might begin to understand, the Emma says it's impossible to understand. And there are no hesberim which one can explain. So what is Taka the Hesber? The Hesber is as ins Versteinisht, and there was hot amina, er hot nicht kin kashes, and there was hot nicht kin amina, Taka hot nicht kin teritzim. And after some years, the Biyana Rebbe Shlita himself went with a whole group of Hasidim to Poland. And he went to one of the concentration camps. And when he was there in the concentration camps, so we know when one goes to these places, people say Tehillim, Mezuk Slichas. And the Rebbe said there to the Hasidim, he wants that here one should say the Yid Gimel Ikre Amina. Because this is a place where we have to be machazik ourselves, that haboy reiz bruch shemoy, ein loy gif, velo yasigihi masigei hagif, ve'ein loy shem dimyon klal. That's what we're supposed to be machazik ourselves. And therefore we cannot be mahara because we cannot understand anyway. And we have to, with makabel, haboy reiz bruch shemoy, boy rei manig l'chol abriyim, v'hi levada usa v'oysa v'yasa l'chol amasim. And then I realized this is actually what we're saying in Hallel. In Hallel we say, Loiluni Hashem Loiluni, ki l'shem chotein kuvoid al chazdecho al amitecho. And then we ask a question. We're asking this question to the Rabbanim Shem. Rabbanim Shloilam, Loma yoimri hagoyim ayeno elokeyem. Why Rabbanim Shloilam, do you allow that the goyim should come along and ask, Ayeinu Elokeim? Look, thousands of Yidden go to Meron to be rejoiced like Ba'oime, and we all know Vushtaitan Alice Forim, being the Grois Kai from Reb Shim Bayechoi. And we know how Reb Shim Bayechoi has got this koyach to be poiked akuras and to help for Yeshias, and the Gazuk Yuchalani lifters kolo oilam kilim in Adin. And there in Meron, on Lag Ba'oimer, Yidden have gone there specially. Never such a tragedy should happen. So people might ask, so, Ayeinu Elokeim, what's going on here? And the Emes is, V'lekeinu B'Shemayim, Koil Asher Chuvetzus, Reboshim Zekol Yuchel. So how and why can this happen? So this question, L'Choira, this is what we're mentioning in Hallel. And what's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is, Yisruel betach b'Hashem, Beis Aroin bitchi b'Hashem, Yirei Hashem bitchi b'Hashem, Ezra mi moginom hi. Our answer is, we might not be able to give the exact explanation, but we have a minna and we understand everything is controlled from above. And I saw in a sefer, I saw this vod this week, I've already forgotten where I saw it. When I saw this vod, I straight away thought, I don't like this vod. I'm not going to say it over. And then last night, I suddenly remembered this vote. I tried to look for it in the middle of the night. I couldn't find it anymore. And I thought, unfortunately, at the beginning of the week, I didn't like this vote. But now this vote has become very noigeya lemasa. Reb Shimon bar Yochai said about himself, Yochai lani liftas kol ho'oilam kiloi min hadin. Well, let's have a look at Reb Shimon bar Yochai himself. There was a gzeira came out, the Romans were looking for Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So if Reb Shimon bar Yochai has this moidike koyach of Yochai lani liftas kol ho'oilam kiloi min hadin, so why didn't he daven to the Rabbein Shloim and make all the Romans drop dead? Wouldn't that been a much greater Kiddush Hashem? Reb Shimon bar Yochai will say, here I am, I'm here, I'm carrying on life like normal, I'm coming into Shiel, I'm coming into my Beis HaMedrash, I'm giving She'irim, Ich v'enish nispul from a few Goyim, Yuchalani lifters koloilim kill him in that Sadadin. The great Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who he can pat the entire world from beyond Bria's Oilam, suddenly one hears that the Romans are looking for him. He's got to run away, Nebuch, go somewhere into the middle of nowhere, a cave. He sits there under most terrible, terrible circumstances. He's only got carobs to eat, which the Gemara says that kushim legif kecherev, something which is difficult to digest. His skin is being eaten up by the sand, which is like by sandpaper. He suffered the most terrible yesirim. So, we think, a minute, this is the groiser Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So what's going on here? So somebody who doesn't have a minna would say, oh, you see, nisht as a groiser mensch. He couldn't even look after, he couldn't even save his own skin. He had to resort to desperate measures. Comes Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and he's like, no. Yochai lani lifter es kol oilo min adin. So I was like, why didn't I do it? So do andere cheshboines. Zug the sift se tzaddik. Zug that we see that after Reb Shimon bar Yochai came out of the Mara after 12 years, he came out and he saw people being oisken b'chayis shul. And said, and he had tanas on them. So came out of Bas Kol, so he has to go back into the Mara. After being another 12 months in the Mara, he said, even Rishuim, after Yid Beis Chodesh, Mishpat Rishuim began ahead, it's enough. I went out. Freg the sift se tzaddik a gewaldige kasha. So why didn't Reb Shimon bar Yochai say that in the very beginning? Why did he have to sit in the Mara for 12 years to start off with? Why after 12 months didn't he then say to his son Reb Luzer, we've been here for 12 months, enough, Mishpat Rishon Megahenem, Yid Beis Chodesh, let's go out. He did it after 13 years, what suddenly changed? Elamai, we see here that this Reb Shimon bar Yochai sat in that Mara for 12 years, for 13 years, wasn't because chas v'shulam, an act of desperation on his behalf. There was no way out for him to save himself. If he would have wanted, he could have come out after 12 months. If he would have wanted, he could have stayed in his Beis HaMedrash. Nothing would have happened. Reb Moshe Feinstein came to the Chofetz Chaim and he asked him for a brucha. He'd been conscripted into the Russian army. And the Chofetz Chaim told him, "Kol makabel al atzma ol toira, mavir mimeni ol malchus v'ol derech eretz." Reb Moshe went back to his shtetl. He didn't try to hide. He stayed in his Beis HaMedrash, gesitzen and gelernt. The Russian authorities just forgot about him, as if he didn't exist. They forgot about him. So if Reb Moshe Feinstein, with the brucha of the Chofetz Chaim, "Kol makabel al atzma ol toira, is mavir mimeni ol malchus, alachas kama v'kama Reb Shimon bar Yochai," so why did he resort to these desperate measures? Zug Reb Shimon bar Yochai, "Yochai lani liftas kol oilam." I could have done it. Aber ins Versteinisch der alle Cheshboines. Sviras ha'oime, we have to count Sheva Shabusois Temimois Tehiena. Zug the Shem Meshmiel, a gewaltige Wort. What is this avoider of Sheva Shabusois Temimois Tehiena? Zug the Shem Meshmiel, Shteitim Pasha Shoiftim, a mitzvah. Tomim Tia im Hashem Elokecha. What does this mean? Zug Rashi, Tomim Tia im Hashem Elokecha, Hishalach Imoi Besemimus. You should go with the Rabbi Shalom with a temimus. V'tetzapeloi, wait for the Rabbi Shalom to deliver. Don't try and worry about the future, predict the future. Whatever happens to you, whatever you hear about, be mekabelit b'samimois. Va'oz tia imoy ilachalkoi. Then you will be with the Rabbein Shloilem. When you'll be tumim, then tia im Hashem elikecho. Zug the Shem Mishmiel, this is the avoida of the Yemei Hasfira. To come to this level of tumim tia im Hashem elikecho. So lo yisach kach asidus, and kol mashiv alecho kabel b'smimus. Anything which happens should be makabel b'smimus. Zug the Shem Mishmiel, a gewaltige yisog. What was the Aveira, the very first Aveira of the Chet van Udam Harishun? Pashtus, we understand. Of course, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. That was the Chet. Zug the Shem Mishmiel, that wasn't the Shoyrish Aveira. The Shoyrish Aveira, the Nuchash told Chava, you know, it's Kedai to eat from this tree. The reason being is because Vayisa Kelaikim Yadea Toivaro. When you eat from the Eitz Hadas, suddenly you'll know everything. You'll have Moedika Moedika Yadias. At the moment you are limited in your abilities, you're limited in your knowledge, you're limited in your understanding. You eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll have the Emes Hadas, Vayisa Kelaikim, you'll be the Mamish Al Boshim, you'll know everything. Zug the Shem Mishmiel, this was a pegam in the inyan of Tumim Tia Im Hashem Lekecho. V'loi sachka chasidus, and be makabel than hulga, the Boshim has told you, this is who you are, this is what you're supposed to be, this is how you're supposed to act. Don't come along and try and do things which is not the roots of Hashem. And because Odom and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that brought Misa le'olam. Zug the Shem Mishmiel, why? Because Mes is the Hepech fin Tom. Tamimus is Tov Mem. Mes is when by no longer be Mekayim Tomim, so they were not anymore Im Hashem Lekecho. Once they were no longer Im Hashem Lekecho, this was Goyram Misa. Came Yaakov Ovini, Yaakov Ovini, Zug and Chazal, Yaakov Loi Mes. Yaakov Loi Mes, why not? Because Yaakov Ishtom. Yaakov was the Ishtom Yoshev Ahulem, Mamela Yaakov Avini Loimes. Came to Kabulas HaToyra, Peshas Kabulas HaToyra Zung Chazal, Chures Al Alichas, Al Tikra Chures, Ela Chayres, Chayres Mi Malach Hamovis. Then they were Mesakin, the Chet from Udom Harishin. Then they came to Madrega of Temimois. So therefore, they were zoich b'shas kabul satoira. Now the temimois, hoy b'zoich cheres mi malach hamovis. The problem was, Moshe Rabbeinu, after 40 days, he didn't come down. So they got worried. Said, Zerish Moshe, lo yadani mahoy eloi. Okay, he hasn't come. But what are you worrying about? Tomim tiyem l'ashem l'kecho. The Moshe is not going to forsake you. Let's say he isn't coming back. Let's say, okay. What's the problem? Tomim tiyem l'ashem kecho. Zuk the Shem Mishmiel, there was a chisurin of Tamimus. There should have been that Tamimus. And therefore, unfortunately, because there were poigim in that Tamimus, this brought along again a kilkel and brought back Misa l'oilam. Zuk the Shem Mishmiel, our avoider in the Yemei HaSfira, Sheva Shabusois, Temimois Tihiena, is to come to this Madrega of Temimois, Tomim Tiem Hashem Lekecha. And this is our avoider. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, and there was this Tzedoiki who we asked the Rova, and he said to Rova, it wasn't a clever thing, it wasn't a wise move to say Nasa V'Nishma. Who's ever heard of a normal person being mekabel something on himself and he doesn't even know what he's letting himself in for? A narishkeit. Azoi the tzedoikiot gefregt Rova. So Rova answered him back, Timas Yeshurim Tanchem. The Temimus from Klal Yisrael, they knew Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo Bitrania in Briyosov. If the Rebbe Hashem is giving us the Torah, obviously we are capable of keeping the Torah. So this is the avodah in the Yemei HaSfira, to come to this level of Tumim Tiyem al Hashem Lekechel. There's a Moedika letter which Rav Dessler, Zuchoyne Levrucha, wrote. It's printed in Chaylik Gimel, in Michtav Meliyui. He wrote it after the news came about the terrible destruction in the Holocaust. Tuf Shimvov, Mamish, the very beginning, Pashas Noyach, Tuf Shimvov, Al Chobun Kelem. He was writing to some, he writes here, B'nai Yoshua Seisel Avuvi, to people who he is very close to, people perhaps who also came from Kelm. He'd heard what had happened in Kelm, how they'd all been marched out to the forest, Anushim, Nushim, Vataf, and they'd all be murdered. And Rav Dessler writes a Moedika letter. And he writes as follows, Amikim Heima Darkei Emes. The ways of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam are very, very deep. Mi Yim Tzuem. Who is the one who is able to understand the ways of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Al kein lo yeduim rabim ele yechidei segila anshei emes. As we mentioned, emes. Only people who are anshei emes are capable, are able to understand the hanhug of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then he addresses the following question. Rabim Shali Vitamui Mabetsa Bemisois Haluli. Addressing the Holocaust from a different angle, asked Rav Dessler, what was the point of it all? What was the point of it all? Okay, they were killed at Kiddush Hashem. Yes, okay. But what's the point of it? Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam make this happen? It's true, says Rav Dessler. It was a Kiddush Hashem. But those Nazis, Yimach Shemom, were not interested to make a Kiddush Hashem. That was their kavuna, that they wanted the Yidin should be Moisa Nefesh. They weren't, even the Yid wasn't willing to be Moisa Nefesh. It wasn't a Gzeirah Shemad, the person not Zechke Shemad, they'll say, oh, now you can join us. They weren't interested in making, it wasn't the typical type of Kiddush Hashem. Throughout the ages, when Yidin were killed at Kiddush Hashem, they were always offered an option. You don't have to die, just join us, just become part of us. And this was how it always was. Came the Holocaust, there was something different. The Yidden were killed regardless, so they wanted to be a Shoyma Torah Mitzvahs. If they did, even they wanted Chas V'Shum to convert. It's like they Gornish Geholfen. So what was Frege Rav Dessler, the point of it? Those who are the Anshei Emes, they are the ones who they understand the truth of all of this. It wasn't a Gzeiras Hashmad in the normal sense of the word. Rather, Zukt Rav Dessler Hanesoyin Hoy Levara, Mi Hize Asher Amiti Hi Beliboy. Who is the one who believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with the full emes? Mi hizashi yekadosh es Hashem besoich levav atzmoi v'yahavoich es levuvoi kiloi eilav. And he explains as follows. And he says, there is a level of simcha. A level of simcha which when a person is mevatel himself the Rabbeinu Shem, and he says, Rabbeinu Shem, I don't understand yon hanhuga. I'm not even trying to understand it. But what I see is, this is your rutzon. This is your root sign. And if this is your root sign, so I am a vatal myself, I'm a vatal my das, I'm a vatal my understanding, I'm a vatal myself to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Zukt Rav Dessler, Asher Yismach Be'emes, B'yesirei Muvis Ayimim, and he rejoices although he knows he's going to his death. Simcha Shleima Shel Oysha, Zi Tachlis Hayoysa El Yoyna. And then he finishes off and he says these words. Zehi avoides chevlei hamashiach. This is the birth pangs of chevlei Moshiach. Gam tenuim v'ameruim kedoy she'elyoin puchad levovam. Even the greatest tenuim v'ameruim, they were also trembling. They didn't want to live in the time to witness chevlei Moshiach. Ilai lo yetsi yedei chayvusam ba'avoides chevlei Moshiach. If a doreini achulish hazeh, But in our weak generation, Gedoleini va'anshehu emes hesigi emesi. Although the Tanur Mamaruim was scared, even, I don't want to be alive in that generation when there'll be a Chavli Mashiach, they were worried they won't be able to be on that Madrega, to be Makabel, to understand, to be Besimcha. Our weak and low generation was the one who was chosen. Anshe Emes, V'yamdi b'nisoyin ha'moira, ashenisam Hashem boy, v'koy dovki b'shchina b'tahara v'emes. So, this year, Lag BaOmer, is a different year. It's a different type of avoida. Our avoida is to know that Yuchoil Reb Shimba Yechoy lift his kol ho'olam kiloy min hadin. He could have done it, but it didn't happen. Not because he wasn't able, because he saw this wasn't the roots in Hashem. If that wasn't the roots in Hashem, so he wasn't mevatel the gezeira. The Rabbi Shimon Taka help him. As from now on, we should only hear Simchas and Simchas. Am zol taka zoy chazan, taka to Mashiach, zved gebrengt, a beschis from Reb Shim Bayechoy will come the Mashiach, as oish take clue in Zoya Kudish, beschis from Limit Torah's Hazoya, beschis Reb Shim Bayechoy is Mashiach. So this is, let us hope, the last, final pang of the Chevlei Mashiach, and we should be zoycha. Bias Mashiach Sint Kaini Bim Hairav Yomaini Omein. Could do. Nachendovid, this shiur was made up at 3 o'clock last in the morning. I heard about it. I prepared a totally different shiur, and I thought, I can't say it, I'm not going to say it. In fact, I already gave Simcha Yesser the title for the shiur. He says, we're not going to be here today, give me the title. And I said it over to